Welcome to the You Matter podcast series with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and I am excited to introduce you to the very first in a series called You Matter. Today's focus is going to be all around India. I'm going to talk with Carrie Little, a Noonday ambassador, and to Karen Gibbs, who works with Home Office. But first, you might be wondering, what is the You Matter podcast series? Well, Noonday Collection has been wanting to do a podcast just for ambassadors for quite some time. And today is the day we're going to dive in, give it a try. It's going to grow and improve right along with us. You Matter is the title of this series, and it was chosen because every Noonday ambassador matters. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. So this series is going to be here on a regular basis, reminding you how you matter. We're going to share how you matter within the artists and communities we partner with, how you matter within Home Office, and we want to hear directly from you, the ambassador, why you Noonday, why you do what you do, and what ties you into what matters. And you may have noticed we've hashtagged You Matter. We did that because we want this to be a conversation. So engage with us, jump over to the main Noonday Ambassadors Facebook page, and share what's inspired you from this series. Be sure and hashtag You Matter. Or if you're at a trunk show or visiting artists and partners this summer, we'd love for you to jump on, inspire the community, and share why you matter within that overall story. This is going to be a chance for you to collaborate, build our culture, and really encourage other ambassadors. And we're going to be using these tags to generate upcoming content. So listen in, and your comment may be shared in an upcoming series. This series will live over on iTunes, so be sure to hop over to iTunes, search You Matter, subscribe to the podcast, and you can get the series automatically downloaded to your phone or computer. And we want it to be easy for you to listen in as you drive, travel for the summer, or just go about your life. And because your time matters, I will have little announcements each series to keep you on track for your Noonday business and to point you to important content. My time-saving tip of today: check your email for the latest issue of Allume from Katie McCauley. Read it, use her valuable links to find out what you should be doing now. Today, I'm talking all about India. Later in this episode, we'll have Karen Gibbs share about her recent trip to India, but first, I want to introduce you to Carrie Little. Carrie Little is a Noonday ambassador from the Bay Area, and she's been Noondaying for about a year and a half. She's also a Noonday advisor, so many of you have probably talked to her on one of her calls. Earlier this week, I was able to sit down and record Carrie, and she shared how India is at the heart of why she Noondays. So she had a trip to India years ago, and it completely changed her life. I want you to hear from her about that trip and about how it directed her to Noonday.
So India really is at the heart of why I Noonday. At my shows, I share about how traveling to India in 2002 changed my life. Doesn't it seem like every movie about India, someone has an experience there and their life is changed forever? Well, even as cliche as it sounds, it's true for me. I grew up in middle-class suburbia right outside of San Francisco, California. I attended private schools from preschool all the way through high school, and I lived a very nice, sheltered American life. Growing up right outside of a big city, I had seen the homeless milling around parks and holding up signs along freeway ramps. And in high school, I even volunteered at the local rescue mission and served meals to people who were struggling. I had read about poverty in books and seen pictures on TV and thought about it from time to time. I was always sensitive to the plight of others, but I never quite grasped what poverty was. When I was a technical recruiter during the dot-com boom in the early 2000s, my company was actively recruiting computer engineers from India. Our office always had dozens of recent Indian immigrants working from our conference rooms, and I became really great friends with one of the consultants named Jaishiel. He told me about India and introduced me to Bollywood, cricket, and chana masala, and I showed him around town and introduced him to American football and had him over for Thanksgiving with my family. About a year after he arrived in America, his mother had arranged a marriage for him back in India, and he invited me to come to his wedding, which is the custom. It's polite to invite everyone you know. He didn't actually think that I would say yes, but I did. So we started making arrangements for my very first international trip to Chennai in India. Looking back on it now, I'm not quite sure what I was expecting from that trip. Phrases like trip of a lifetime and amazing memories were tossed around. I certainly didn't think my whole life was going to be turned upside down. I was fortunate to be able to travel and stay with locals who were so welcoming and had fun answering the millions of questions that I had. They were what you would consider middle class. Jay Shields' parents were professionals. His dad had a government job and his mother was a professor. They lived outside of the city center in a decent neighborhood with several two-story concrete homes and iron gates. My first couple of days were spent around this little neighborhood preparing for the wedding, and it all seemed pretty normal. We did things that we would have done in America. We shopped at the mall. We ate Chinese food. We delivered invitations to friends. Everything was different, but still strangely similar to home. I was in awe of the bright colors of the women's saris and the pungent aromas of their food, the masses of people and cars and motorcycles and rickshaws and animals everywhere was a whole new concept to me. I was also amazed at how dirty everything was. Seriously, there are no trash cans in India. My pockets were full of little bits of trash because I refused to throw it on the ground like they kept telling me to. There were hints of poverty in their neighborhood. I would see the beggars in the street asking for handouts, but where we were was mostly sheltered from the unspeakable poverty that I was about to see in the city. So I wanted to give you just a little bit of background into Chennai. Chennai is the fourth largest city in India, and it's the capital of the southern state of Tamil Nadu. The Kum River flows through the heart of the city, and it drains into the Bay of Bengal to the east. Now, the Kum River is the most polluted river in India. An international study found that the river water is 80% more polluted than treated sewage. And Chennai also has the third largest slum in India behind Mumbai and Kolkata. A third of Chennai's population lives in the slum, a third. And a large portion of the slum is located on the banks of this foul river. I can't even describe to you the smell of the river and just how horrible it was. At my shows, I mentioned that in India, I saw things that can never be unseen. And these images still haunt me to this day. I had never imagined in my worst thoughts poverty quite like this. Seeing people pressed in one on top of the other amongst the filth, clothed in rags, and existing next to this putrid river is something that still brings me to tears. On our first trip into the city, I was completely overwhelmed by the sheer number of children on the streets begging. There were little girls, 7, 8 years old, holding babies, and mothers with children. There were severely disabled people just asking for a few rupees. What I remember most were their eyes. Their eyes were always distant. They never looked you in the face. They seemed really beaten down. I'm sure they were out there every day. One time while driving through the city, I saw a man beating a little child, tossing him around like a rag, and no one stopping to help. It was as if they were invisible. It was such a contrast to the colorful, lively, and vibrant India that I had first been exposed to. I couldn't believe human beings, people with souls, actually existed here. It is still beyond my imagination. You can't see that and come away unchanged. I was inundated with grief and helplessness. I had so many questions like, where were the rescue missions? Why weren't the kids in school? Where were their parents? And last but not least, how can I help? I'm just one person. What can I do? It took me a long time to put the pieces together after I came home from India and to try to figure out my place in it all. My trip to India started me on a long journey of awareness and dedication to live my life differently. I joined a group that traveled to developing countries doing children's programs, and I saw that poverty was rampant and many people were struggling around the globe everywhere I went. I always came back from every trip with a sense of urgency to try to find a way to make a difference. So you can imagine, when I found out about Noonday, I felt like I had found my purpose. I knew that dignified jobs and living wages would have meant everything to so many of the people that I had met in India and beyond. This work is so important. Every time I hear a story out of India about Sunita or Sophia, when I see the pictures from Karen and Johanna's recent trip to India, it just makes my heart feel so happy knowing that this work is purposeful, that this work is needed and necessary, that it is something that is really, truly changing the world. And this is why I Noonday.
Thank you, Carrie, for being vulnerable and sharing your story with us. As you're listening in, maybe you have a similar story, or maybe your story is very different about why you partnered with Noonday and why you made the step to come on as an ambassador. I am very privileged and honored to create a space within this series for your voice. We want to include more of your stories as we go along. So please share again on the You Matter with the You Matter hashtag on the Noonday Facebook wall. Or if you've heard from an ambassador and you know that they have a compelling story and a connection with the Noonday impact, we'd love to hear it and we'd love to feature it on an upcoming series. And now let me introduce you to Karen Gibbs. Karen Gibbs has recently come on with Noonday Home Office as the leader of sourcing and production. But Karen has a long history within the artisan and fair trade world, and she's been part of Noonday's story really since the beginning. She worked with Jessica on her first trips to Guatemala and Peru, connecting her with some of our very first artisan groups. Karen recently traveled with Noonday to India. I want you to hear from her in her own words as she shares about the communities she visited, what she experienced and saw there, and how you, as the Noonday Ambassador, are connected very much to this work and to the stories of impact.
So I had the great pleasure of traveling to India in April with Noonday. It was not my first trip to India, but it was my first trip to Noonday, and it was simply an honor. The purpose of my trip was to meet with our artisan business partners in India and do some planning and strategizing with them. So talk about Noonday's business and how we're growing, our plans for growth, and listen to their plans, understand what their goals are, where they're heading, and how we can grow together in a really collaborative and sustainable way to create this flourishing world that we all share a vision for. One thing that struck me most on my trip was just a tremendous appreciation and value that Noonday is bringing to these artisan businesses and the artisan communities where these businesses are working. The reception I received as a representative of Noonday was unmatched in any of my experience in travel. It's obvious that our business model and the work that we are all doing to create these beautiful products and to sell them is making an enormous difference in these businesses and also in the communities and the lives of the artisans that we're working with. Growing with Noonday is so important to these artisan business partners. They're so open and receptive to ideas and ways that we can grow together. And that's really because of all of the work that this community is doing to sell these products and increase sales. So it was an honor to represent Noonday because of all the work that you all are doing to grow this world and grow this impact and income that we're bringing to these artisan communities. My first visit that really conveyed this to me was at the beginning of the trip. I was able to go out with our partner to visit the Rashmi workshop. And this is in a community just outside of Delhi. It's probably about an hour's drive. And we arrived to by far one of the warmest welcomes I've ever received in visiting an artisan workshop. We were graced with these beautiful necklaces or leis made out of marigolds, probably five or six of them layered on us, and then presented with this beautiful bouquet of radiant flowers. In their culture, giving flowers is a way to welcome guests. And we were not just welcome, we were overwhelmed almost. Just the abundance of flowers that we were presented was very tangible and an immediate indication of how important Noonday is to the lives of these women, the lives of this workshop, the community that's surrounding it, and the business leaders who are leading it in its growth. We spent several hours with them. They were very proud. They've developed new techniques. They've purchased some new tools and new machines in order to cast some of the components in our necklaces and earrings. So they're very proud of some of the investment that they've been able to make to grow their workshop.
And then we sat for a long time with them in their workshop, talking to the women who work there, and as they were making and making some of the bracelets that we sell, as well as doing the quality control. So they were able to show us right there which ones were accepted as good quality, which ones were rejected. And when they're rejected, they go back to the artisan, and the artisan remakes it and is able to bring it back to the correct quality. But speaking with these women, we were able to hear how important the work with Noonday is to them. Many of them have now been able to work on a consistent basis, and they're so grateful for that. Others have been able to invite other family members and members in their immediate community to come work in this workshop, and they're so appreciative of being able to share that opportunity for income within their community. They talked about changes they've been able to make in their homes, things they've been able to do for their children, and also just the sense of community that this workshop has created. So the bonds and the friendships that these women have that have made from this work with Noonday, and that is sustained by this work in Noonday, gives them just such a tremendous sense of support and friendship that they value so much. So it was a beautiful visit. Their workshop has grown considerably in terms of the number of women that they're able to employ, and also how long they've been employed. So not only are we creating more jobs there, but we're creating sustained jobs. So these are jobs that the women are able to rely on over a long period of time, and that reliance creates a tremendous sense of security in their lives, just to know that they're going to have a steady source of income. Sometimes the steadiness, right, the continuity and the security of that sustained income is almost as important as the increase of income. So the difference that we all are making and that you're making in selling these amazing products in supporting this community and growing community was very profound, very noticeable. These women are so beautiful, sort of inspires you to want to go and put on more beautiful, more colorful clothes and to wear even more beautiful jewelry. They come from very simple backgrounds and very simple homes, but the way they dress themselves and the way they present themselves, it shows how much their sense of dignity and their sense of beauty and how important that is to them. So not only are we supporting them with that sense of security, of financial security, but we're supporting them with a tremendous sense of dignity by helping to create the sense of community around these workshops. Another visit I had in India that made just a very profound impact on me was when we traveled to the east, to the state of Orissa. And Orissa is one of the poorer states in India. And so our work there and the impact that we're making is even more profound because of the relatively fewer opportunities that are available in these rural areas. We traveled about 3 hours outside in the capital city of Orissa to visit some workshops that are making some of the beaded jewelry. This is a product that I say it's a whole village, that a whole village goes into this piece, because the beads are actually made in the village and then the necklaces and earrings are strung in the village. So you have a full sort of full supply chain, right, a full production chain, which is really interesting to see. It also means that we're providing all different kinds of jobs in that community with that product. So we're providing jobs to the men who are working at home to make the beads. We see now women are at home making the beads, which is great to see that job shared by both gender. And then we have women in the workshops who are gathering together to tie and bead the necklaces. So, and the difference that we've been working, Noonday's been working there for a year now, and there's a notable difference of improved livelihoods in those communities in that village. And it was most notably seen in the improvements that people are able to make in their homes. So as they have increased incomes and sustained incomes, they make investments that benefit the entire community and the entire village. So to their families and to their neighbors and to the whole area. As we sat for a while in the workshop and we were able to talk to the women and just listen to them talking and chattering and and tying and beating and just the sense of joy in their interactions with one another was really impressive. And after sitting for a little while, I then took a walk around the village. And you can see right away the difference that Noonday is making in their homes. So some of the homes are very simple in their construction. They're hand-formed clay or earthen walls with very simple sort of thatched roofs. So it's a very simple construction, beautiful in its own way, but definitely some areas of improvement. And then you'll see some homes where there are poured concrete walls and metal or wood roofs, which provides more shelter and protection. It's more durable and ultimately healthier and cleaner for the families. And so that would be your next step up. And then even a further step up is when they have the resources to paint their homes. And India is such a place of color and beauty. The way they paint their homes is in bright, bright colors and decorated with patterns of flowers and trees and sayings and the names of the people who live on the home. So it was just wonderful to see how we are making a difference in that whole community and how tangible and visible that difference is. So that was one of the, just an impression that was made on me that I will never forget. And lastly, you know, I was able to visit some of the jewelry workshops in Jaipur that they're working with a partner of ours there. And that's in the state of Rajasthan. And made me realize that in all of my work in the artisan sector, right, the first and the most important thing that we can do to support artisans is sell products, because the number one thing that artisans want are sales. So Noonday and your ability and support to bring those sales is by far and away their top need and by far and away where we're making the biggest impact. But oftentimes when we take one step beyond that, we see that it's important to make some other investments in these communities and in these individuals' lives that ensures that increased income is also bringing just a very healthy and flourishing livelihood to them. So many of our partners in India have strong social projects that they're working on. So this is around health or literacy, could be around education, could be around clean drinking water. So things that can complement the work that we're doing to bring incomes, increased incomes, just to make sure that they are living very healthy lives. So in Jaipur, I had the just pleasure and grace to go visit two different literacy programs. So our partner in Rajasthan is doing literacy programs and English language programs in two communities where there are jewelry workshops. So these are programs that are supported by our partners and are providing literacy programs to women and to the community in general. So it's not just to the women that are working to make jewelry, but it's also to anybody who's interested. So I was able to sit with two different literacy groups. One was just a literacy, so it was women and some of their children who came with them. So the children are actually helping their moms to learn. And the second was an English language class. So these were groups of about 20 to 25 people who are gathering in a shared space, and a local teacher was hired in order to teach them. So it was really exciting to see their enthusiasm for learning and their appreciation for all of our ability to provide those opportunities for them. Overall, my impression in India is it's such a country of makers. It's a flourishing community of artisans. Everywhere you go, people are making things by hand and providing employment around that artisan sector, right? Around people who have tools and resources right in their own homes is so important because of how accessible it is. So there's such a skill level in India, and by Noonday concentrating on artisan and handmade products, we're able to employ people who can utilize skills that they have today. It's a great opportunity that we're helping them capitalize on, because everywhere you go, there are people making things. It's such a craft-rich and craft-abundant country. But another thing that struck me in India is sort of how similar we all are in this picture, and in the work we do together. The women that I met with are, they're balancing some of the same activities that I am, and I know that we all are. These are women who are tending to households, who are making sure their families are fed and that their children get to school, who are caring for their parents and their elders, and who are making an investment in their community. And the beautiful thing that Noonday provides is these income opportunities and these job opportunities that are flexible, right? These jobs exist for these women and for these artisans at the village level, so they don't have to travel to a factory far away. They're able to balance this job opportunity with all the other things and their responsibilities in their lives. And that's really no different than me and no different than I think many of us. So I saw us all as social entrepreneurs, from the village artisan who's making products in her home all the way up to a Noonday ambassador. I think that we have so many similarities in the goals that we want to see in the world and in the ways that we're managing our business and making a difference in the world. So it was a trip I was so honored to take. And the real reason why I was honored to take it is because of all the work that the Noonday community of ambassadors is doing to host events and host shows and increase sales. As I said before, the number one thing that artisans want in this world are sales and dignity. And Noonday and the Noonday community provides both of those and is really working to create this flourishing, abundant world that's making a difference in all of our lives. So thank you.
So as you listen to Carrie Little share her story, Karen Gibbs share her experience in India, I hope you're hearing the message loud and clear, you matter. As Jessica Honegger said, the moment that any of you start to believe that you don't matter, that's when we stop changing the world. So walk away from this episode today inspired. Know that every call that you make, every person you ask to host a trunk show, every trunk show you do, every online sale, every single thing adds up. It matters and you matter. Listen again. We're going to have more in this series coming soon. And be sure and hashtag you matter on the main Facebook page. As you do and as you interact, we'll drive content that reflects those things that you're sharing, and hopefully we'll be able to even share your voice on a podcast soon. So thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.